Okay. Good evening, everybody. If anyone who wants to follow the sources inside for tonight's session, there are three piles. There's three pages together, which is the complete sugya of Kanoim Pogim, but we're not going to go through all those gemaras tonight. And then there's two pages from an earlier perek in Sanhedrin, because we're going to contrast the Gedorim, right, with the Gedorim of Roidef. So those are two pages from the sugya of Roidef. And then there's one page from the Shulchan Aruch for a particular end that we're going to tie up tonight. We're not going to get everything done. It's going to be a series, Be'ezer Hashem, go through the sugya thoroughly. We'll see if we can get it done between tonight and next week, Be'ezer Hashem. And if not, we'll go for a third week. And if we finish it, we'll pick a different sugya. One thing I... And since it's going to be continuing next week, therefore, it's important for me to point out, if we're having a shiur on the sugya of Kanoi and Pogim, well, you don't serve chokot. You serve shish kebab. Right? Right? So for next week, I will be wrapping up the inquiries that we raised tonight. Please bring the appropriate food appropriate for the occasion. So we're going to read all of the halachas of Kanoim Pogim, oral halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. They're not based on psukim. They weren't built out of drashas. And therefore, true to form, as the Rambam tells us in the in his Hakdamat Tizroyim, in halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, there is no machlokas, because it's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. There's no room to argue. So we're going to find that as on the Daf Gemara, things are very, very peaceful, because they're all just a series of halachos of Moshe Mi-Sinai that there is no machlokas about. Where things get hairy is, how do Rishonim understand and, the dinim that branch out. But let's, get the hardware and get the halachos of Moshe Mi-Sinai down before we start going into the different fields of inquiry that we have to address. So in the source sheet, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, "Agorav is a kasva, v'makalu b'koisem v'abol aramis kanoim pogimbo." That the person steals a kli from the Beis HaMikdash, or if a person curses, God forbid, the one above, but not with the regular gedorim of Megadef, makalu b'koisem, so it's a machlokas what that means. Right, and a bol aramis, and that is what happened in this week's parsha. Right, that a person has relations with a shiksa. Right, so kanoim pogimbo says Rashi. Kanoim pogimbo, b'neiram ksherim hamitkanim kinosh mokam. People, upright citizens that are taking kina. How was the best word? They're taking vengeance. They're being mekana. They're standing up for the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pogimbo, when Bishar Sharoin Esamaisa, at the time that they see the action. Avala Achar Miken, but afterwards, Emi Sosam Misur LeBezdin. Right, this person is not Chayev Misas Bezdin. Valochal Moshe Misinaihu, this is a Halochal Moshe Misinai. So the first thing that's very interesting to note, Rashi already laid out that the din of Kanoim Pogimbo is Bishas Maisa only. After it's over, right? Or if the guy escaped and was not killed at the time, he walks. Now this already puts it in a different category than, let's say, the halacha of Rodef, for instance, right? If the Rodef, you didn't manage to abort his killing. All right, so he carries that the severity of the sin of murder on his head. And Beis Din will try him for murder. So you were allowed to kill him to stop him from the act. Right? And if you failed to do so, if you were allowed to kill him to stop him, so stabra milsa, right, that it's a chi of misa. Right? And if you didn't stop him, Beis Din takes it up with him. Kanoim Po, this din of Bol Aramis Peshuk is very interesting. It itself is not chi of misa. The sin itself is not chayiv misa, and if you miss the opportunity, right, to kill him in the act, he walks. So the question is, what exactly is the isser that he did? That you're allowed to kill him b'shas maisa, But, you know, in halacha, there's no statute of limitations. So if the kanoi didn't get him, you know, you carry the penalty of the act, and there seems to be no penalty to this act afterwards. So we have to understand what the severity is, that b'shas ma'isa you're allowed to kill him, even though when Bezdin would be danim on the ma'isa, he would walk. And that's what the Gemara wants to understand. You know, we go to the two dots at the bottom of the omer. Bo minei Rav Kahana me Rav. Rav Kahana asked the following question to Rav. Lo pogu bo kanoi mahu. If the kanoi did not actually manage to take him out. So what is the din? In Shaye Rav Lagamre, Rav forgot what he had been taught about this. Akrulav Kahana bechelme, but a pasuk was read to Rav Kahana in a dream, or he had like a sort of prophetic dream, and in his dream he heard a pasuk. Bogda Yehuda v'toeva nesa b'yisro u'b'yushalayim ki chilo Yehuda kodesh Hashem mashoev u'ba'o bas el nechor. There's a pasuk in Novi. So Rav Kahana went and told Rav, Hachi Akrun, this is a pasuk that I dreamt last night. Adkrei Rav Lagamre, now Rav remembered what he was taught. Bogda, you say this pasuk is now being darshened word by word. Bogda Yehuda, right? Yehuda has rebelled. Zu avaras kochavim. This refers to the sin of idol worship. V'chein Omer, chein babartem bi basis o num Hashem. It brings another pasuk, and that pasuk is said in the context of criticizing Am Yisrael for avodah zarah. It's called a begida. It's called a rebellion. Now going back to the pasuk of darshan. V'toeva nesta bi Yisrael ubi Yerushalayim, and an abomination was done in Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Ze mishkav zohar. That aspect of the pasuk refers to mishkav zohar. V'cheinu omer v'zohar lo tishkav mishkavei isha toeva hi. So as the toeva is because that's how the chumash itself refers to the iser. Kichil Yehuda kosh Hashem, for Yehuda has been mechalo the kedusha of Hashem. Zu zayna, this refers to being nichshal in with znus with a woman that is a zona per se. V'cheinu omer lo yek kodesh b'bnei Yisrael. Let's say b'nei Yisrael mibrosov. The iser of being with a zona per se is called a kedusha. As that chilo kodesh alludes to that. Ubal bas el nechor, and he was Ubal, the daughter of a foreign god, Zehabala kusis. Now, this is a person that actually has relations with a shiksa. Uksiv basre, and it's written afterwards, Yachos Hashem licha sheyase erva ona. Hashem will now cut off the person that will do erva ona, me'ole Yaakov, from the tents of Yaakov. Umagish mincha Hashem tos, and also be cut off from bringing a mincha, a korban mincha to Hashem. So this is darshan in tamid chacham hu lo yelo er b'chachoyim v'ona b'talmidim. If he's a tamid chacham, we won't have any remnant, no one will remember him amongst the chachamim, and he won't have any talmidim. Im koin hu lo yelo ben megish mincha l'Hashem tzvokas. And if he has a son, if he's a kohen, he will not, he'll also be cut off, that his descendants will not be the ones that bring korbanos. So Amr Chia Baravua, Kobal Kuzis Kyum is Khatim Ravas Kokham, anyone who's Ba on a Shiksa is as if he married Avodah Zarah. They'll say Ubal Bas El Nechor, the same possum. Chi Bas Yeshlo El Nechor, does a foreign god have a daughter? Right? Ella Zea Bala Kusis. So now the source for the Isser of being with a shiksa, which is what the Gemara is asking. What is the sin in and of itself? Like let's say the Kanoi doesn't get him. The source is a pasuk in Navi. Now, all the other things that were darshan from this pasuk in Navi have a source in Chumash, like Avodah Zarah, like Mishkav Zohar, like Lo Seh Kedesha B'Bnos Yisrael. There is nothing in this pasuk that refers back to anything from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, which means, and this is a question that we're going to deal with later in this series, seemingly the whole Isser of being with a Shiksa on a one-time basis, is a Midivrei Kabbalah. It's learned out of this Pasuk in Navi. Shitas HaRambam on that issue, if the only source is a Pasuk in Navi, means it's a Drabana. No, it's not Mutter, right? It's, it's an Isser Drabana.
Is there Hasra?
Right? No, so you're talking about Hasra by Kanoim Pogimbo. Right. Excellent. Machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas rishon. You know, it's, you would think not, but the Ravid says you have to give asra.
And there's two edim also.
No need to edim. It happens b'shas maisa. There's no if the kanoi missed the moment. There's no the judiciary doesn't take up the case. So and that's the amazing thing. We don't know, you know, that b'shas maisa you could kill him, right? But what is exactly the offense? What? No, he's not. What? He's not. He walks.
No,
he walks.
We,
what? Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. All right. So now the reason why this is important to to Claire exactly is what would be the din, right? If the circumstances of Zimri and Cosby were as such that someone held a gun to Zimri's head, let's say a Midyani would hold a gun to Zimri's head and say, do it with Cosby or I'm going to kill you. Is it Yehari Gval Yavor? There's a Shaila in the... That is the question. Is it really Gili Arias if it's Midivrei Kabbalah?
Is it in public or in private?
What?
What's the question? Is it public or private?
Yeah, but the seeming... What?
If it's in public or in private.
Where do you see that it makes a difference? I understand. You're asking outs like this, right? That any Avera, if done publicly in front of 10 Jews, and the Kavona is Dafka Lahaviro, right? So it's Yoharik Valyava. That's what you're asking, right? So even then, I mean, that's only if it's a bona fide Avera, right? So this is an area of inquiry, right? If the Isser is only midrabanan, right? Would there be a chiyuv of Yehorik Val Yavor on Zimri, right? Say at least it's a machlokes, you and the poskim, right? Right. No, we're going to discuss it, and it's correct. What Barry said is correct. That you have to be done on it, even Bitzina, because the Gili Arayis is one of the big three. That even Bitzina are Yehar Goyav, Avor Zar Gili Arayis Shlichus Damin. So the question is a relationship with a Shiksa, right? Is it Begetter Gili Arayis? Is it Begetter? If it's Begetter Gili Arayis, it's even Biyochid. Right, but even if even b'tzibur, b'farheser, b'fnei yud b'Yisrael, which also the criteria thereof is that the guy that's forcing you to do it is not mechavin lahanos atzmo, he's doing it just bedafka to get you to transgress Torah. Right, still it has to be an iser. And the question is whether, and if this is only iser drabonah, is it yoharik val yavor? Right, so this is one of the questions that we are going to reserve. Right. Another question. What happens if the characters are reverse? It is a goy male with a Jewish girl. Right? Characters are reversed. The male and female characters are reversed. I know Bismanenu, it makes no difference, right? They all use the same restroom. Right? But right, but the right, what would be the din? Right, if because right, called the two of them, right?
Right.
Very, very good. So the question is, is there would there be a heter
for
right? Excuse me. Right, Esther Mako. Okay, excellent. So there's some poskim that say black and white that seem well, and they are assuming, right? They bring a riot from Esther. The Gemara asked Esther before Hestia Havoy, right, because the whole world saw them living together, right? But here's the problem. And there are some poskim that say that invoke the Gemara, that says that it simply duplicated the conditions of Kanoim Pogimbo, because it was before Hestia. Esther before Hestia Havoy. Right?
It was like
right. So there's a heter of Karka Eilon, right? But here's the problem, right? She was an Anusa. She was an Anusa, right? It was against her will. No, until that time, Vikashara Vadati Avadati. Yeah, that's why it's not a good riot. Like, let's say, could a woman commit adultery, berotzen, and just be passive? And say, well, it was karka olam. No, it doesn't help if it's berotzen. So the karka olam is a good heter, right? Where you're out to get out of the chi of misa, or out of the chi of chilul Hashem, which is which overcomes the heter of pikuach nefesh, when you're an onus. Right. Our question is:
can you elaborate on the anusa? I'm not picking up the anusa.
If she would have told Achashverosh to go to, you know, she'd get what Vashti got.
But not for the Maisa.
What?
That she doesn't get to the Maisa at that point. If she says no, she's dead before she gets to the Maisa. If she tells the king, that's any case of an anusa,
right? She consents so as to avoid being killed. Right, she would have told Achashverosh where to go. She would go the same way as Vashti, right? So why wasn't it Yehorig Val Yaver? The Gemara wants to still, even though it's an oinus, right? It should be Yehorig Val Yavor. So Gemara says Karka Olam, but Karka Olam is a p'tur in the context of where it's be'oinus. Our clear right now whether there's a din of Kanoim Pogim Bo. Right? When it's Berotzon, Befarhesya, like a Jewish girl, Chas V'Shalom, would want to make the same public statement that Zimri wanted to make. So now, Mitzad di Avera, generally, wherever's Usher, you know, to male to female, is Usher from female to male. Right? So if it's Mitzad di Isser of a Jew being together with a Goy, it makes no difference whether he's the male and she's the female, or vice versa, seemingly. Or maybe not. Right, that's another area of inquiry that we're going to deal with. All right, so now skipping down to most of the page that deals with more on the issur of being with goyim, which it sounds like from this Gemara, the whole thing is derabbanan. Agav Rashi on Rashi again, the halach is not like this Rashi, but the. Rashi, when the Gemara say, "I'm Dibra Masalves Kochamim," right? Lo sischatim bom ki yosir kol mesir esalev b'mashma miu lav delo tischatim bom leka de oraisa, right? That which the Gemara invokes the iser of lo sischatim bom here on this omud, right? It is not de oraisa. The derechatnus mashma, right? Because you know it's derechatnus means kiddushin. Goyim don't have kiddushin. Right, so the Gemara, you know, Rashi Paskins like the Mandomer, that the Isra of Los Ischatin Bam was talking in a scenario that the Shiva Umos that occupied our, so that's where the Pasuk said, Lo Tischatin Bana Ita, right? That those, in the event that one of those seven nations converted to Judaism, you still are not allowed to marry with them. You know, similar to Ammoni and a Moavi male that convert to Judaism, they're also Lovo Bakal. Despite the fact that they've become Jewish. So Rashi Pasuk, that Mandoma, the Isser of Los Ischatin Bam was said on the Shiva Umos that occupied Eretz, so those Shiva Umos that don't exist anymore. Right? So Los Ischatin Bam is, that Isser Doraisa doesn't apply. It applies in the event that one of the seven nations converted to Judaism, that you still may not marry them. You know, Derechatmas Asertar. The halacha is not like this Rashi, you should know. Right, we pass them like the Rambam. The question is where the Rambam source is. Just you should know that to live with a goy derech keva, consistently is an iser doraisa. So, you know, what the Gemara we're talking about is an Isser Drabon, according to the Rambam, which is the way we paskin. What's an Isser Drabon seemingly is a one-time contact. Right, but we pass it on that the love of Los Ischatin is talking about when it is derechatnus, as in even though kiddushin there isn't between Jew and Goy. Right, but if they live together, kavua, that's when the love applies.
There's only one heter.
What?
By Eishes Shabbos Tohar. Right. And if you look over there, Simsek Chachamim, he goes through a whole inyan on, there was obviously some sort of marriage between Goy. He deals a little bit with it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
There is something.
All right. Is that okay? Right. No, no. The Torah is matzah, the bia, you know, the first bia. Right. Okay. Fine. So, all right. But he.
I'm I'm saying.
Look, I want to make things worse before we make things better. So please, let's go a few lines down to see the greater complications. All right, so hold this question. All right, the question is, what exactly is Yisr? Would it be Yehorik Val Yavor? Just like Kanoim Pogimbo? Would it be if Zimri had a gun to his head? Right? Would it be Yehorik Val Yavor? And what would be the din if the characters were reversed? It's a goy with a Jewish girl doing it Baratzon. Right? Is there a din of Kanoim Pogimbo? Keep those questions in mind. Going to the towards the bottom of the Amud, the Amr of Chizda. It's like three lines before the wides get light. Haboli Malach ein Marin lo. Itna nami Amar Rabba Bar Barchan Rabbi Yochanan. Haboli Malach ein Marin lo. Right. So this is a very interesting din of the Kanoim Pogimbo, that if he asks a Shaila, should I do it or not, we do not answer him. We do not give him a psak to do it. It is an amazing thing. Right? And then the Gemara at the Bar Yoma tells that that's exactly in the dialogue between Moshe Ben and Pinchas. So it says that, it says Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. It's like four lines from the very bottom. Ma ra ma ra ra ma'isav v'niskar locha. Amar lo achi abba. So he told Moshe Beno, uncle, lo kachli matano britcha mehar Sinai bo sakutis kanoim po. But didn't you teach us when you came from Har Sinai? It's halacha Moshe b'sei kanoim po. Amar le karaina de igrasa iu lehave parvanka. He who reads the letter should be the one that carries out. I mean, he couldn't say the words yes. He just could not say the words yes. So a very interesting thing that seemingly you would think it's the right thing to do. So why can't Bez Din tell you to do it? Or why can't the Mora Hora, do you ask? It's Halacha Vein Morim came, and that should tell something about the Gedarim. It's like, you understand, if it's the right thing to do, your Rebbe should be able to tell you to do it, and he's not allowed to tell you to do it. Agav, what I say based on this interesting Halacha, to say Pshat in a Zohar in this week's Parsha. The Zohar says that when Pinchas rose to do what he did, he dropped dead from fear, like he was going to take on the Nasi of Shevet Shimon in front of Shevet Shimon, right? It was and he just dropped dead from fear. The Neshamas of Nadav Va'Avihu were in the area, and they possessed his body on a permanent basis, right? And that's what reanimated him. And he went back, and he with the koach of the neshamas of Nadav Avihu inside of him, he came back to life, and he completed the maisa, and took out Zimri, and that's what it says in the Kisvei Ari, Ana Hashem Moshiana, Ana is Rashi Tevis Eliyahu Nadav Avihu. Like Pinchas Eliyahu, and he has inside of him, and that the Zohar explains is how he got a din of being a kohen. Right, he was a Levi, but now he has the neshamas of another Vavio who are Kohanim inside of him. That's part of explaining the mechanics of the transition. So I say a pshat in that Zohar, that Kayadua, one of the Chatayim that Nadav Vavio were guilty of, that Chazal count as their Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbam, they paskined in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here was their tikkun, because this was a case where it's Halacha Beimorka, and he had to paskin in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. As Gemara says, he could not eat ein chokma vein tfuna, ein chokim, b'mokim chil Hashem, ein chokim kavod l'rav. Right? So this was actually the requiem, right, for Nadav Va'Avihu, because by Kanoim Pogimbo, it's halach, you're supposed to pass in front of your Rebbe and not be chas on his kavod, right? He asked him, but Moshe didn't answer. And so in normative gedorim of Mora halacha b'fnei rabo, your Rebbe doesn't answer, you still can't get up and paskin yourself. So over here is when it was mutter and the right thing to do, and that was the requiem for Nadav Va'Avihu, and that's why we can understand that they were there and they helped him complete this maisa. but what's more hard to understand, right, is the very next going back to Vlood Elashim Pirish Zimri Vargo Pinchas Nagralov. If Zimri separated from Pinchas, right, then Pinchas would be chayev misa if he killed Zimri afterwards. This reflects the thing that already Rashi pointed out, that it has to be b'shas misa. It's like you don't carry any penalty with you, There's no penalty upon you. It's a special din of Shas Meiser. Right? Nefach Zimri Vahargo Le Pinchas Ein Nerag Olav Share Roidef Hu. Now, this is the most amazing halacha. Right? That if Zimri, while Mamish connected to Cosby, flips over without separating from her and kills Pinchas, Zimri is potter because Pinchas is a roidef. Right? This is amazing. Right? Seemingly, Pinchas is doing the right thing. Right? To illustrate, right? A person who is being taken out for skila, right? Because he's chayav skila. So they're taking him out to the base of skila. They didn't know, right? He's a ninja, right? So in self-defense, he starts beating up the guys that are taking him out. He's not going easily, right? Right, Yala al Adas, that he's not going to be chayef for a tzicha. You say, I'm doing it in self-defense. Self-defense goes by who's in the wrong and who's in the right. The Yad Ramah, right, on the sugya of Baba Machteris. Everyone knows the reason why you're allowed to kill a Baba Machteris is because he's willing to kill. He's willing to kill. Right, because in the Mamid Chazaka Derava, in the Mamid Atzma Mamono, no one could sit quietly. No one could sit quietly when his money's being taken. So what? So says the Yad Ramah, right? It means no one could sit quietly when his money is being taken, means that the balabas will kill the ganav. And therefore, that's why the ganav is coming. That's why the ganav is coming willing to kill, because he knows the balabas will kill him. So frek the Yad Ramah Akasha, right? You would say like this. Right, really, the Baal Bas is at fault, right? Because the only reason why the Ganav is willing to kill is because the Baal Bas will kill him. So the Ganav is killing himself in self-defense. There's a guy, hardworking guy, just trying to make a living, right? 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 And then the Baal Bas can't take it like a man. He's willing to kill him. And that's why the Ganav is willing to kill, right? So says the Yad Ramah, look, it goes by who's in the moral right, who started it. The Ganav started. The Ganav started by breaking in. So even though the Ganav's willingness to kill is mitzad self-defense against the balabas, right? It can't be called that the Ganav is acting out of self-defense if he started, right? So over here, right? Who started? Zimri started, right? He created the problem, right? So we have to understand, why does Pinchas have a din of a roidef, right? So the question is like this: if Pinchas does have a din of a roidef, right? Right, which is unbelievable, right? So if Zimri can kill him in self-defense while he's still with Cosby, while Zimri is mutter, dumbo hutar, he could still defend himself.
Yeah, but if at that point Zimri felt that he was doing something that was mutter, then it's unlike the case of Baba Machteris, where the guy goes in, he's stealing. Morally, he knows right away morally.
No, yeah, but what Zimri's doing is morally wrong, right? So Zimri started. He's like the break and entry.
Did he know at that point that he was doing something wrong?
What? He was, he was doing it out of spite, right? Look, if it was Beshogeg, if a guy honestly didn't know it's Osir, there's no din of Kanoim Pogimbo. According to the Ravid, you have to be warned. You'd be Parashah, you're dead. So for sure, Shogeg is, that means the Ravid understands Shogeg is Potter. From Kanoim Pogimbo. He started. Zimri started, right? And Pinchas has a din of roidef. Right? So, why does Zimri have the right of self-defense? It's like saying the guy that's Bob Machter should have the right of self-defense because the Baal Bais is willing to kill him. You say, no. It goes by who started the whole thing. Zimri started. But then there's a bigger question. Okay? And the source sheet that I gave you. In Daf Ayin Dalid, in Sanhedrin, is the din of Yochol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evarov, right? So it's at the very top, Ayin Dalid. Rabbi Yosef Bar Shaul Omer, three lines from the top. Rodef Sher Rodef Achara LaHargov Yochol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evarov. Right, a roidef is running after someone, but you don't need to kill him to stop him. Right, you could shoot him in the legs, and that'll work. Right, Right? So if you're able to do that and you didn't do it that way, you're chayev misa. Right, my timer, the Rebbe Yonasan ben Shul, the Chsev, Kirat Sarash, Yachta, Rav Loza, Mitzah, Mitzah, Zakas, Medab, Sev, Vasu, Yeh, Nachas, Nevarach, right, in the case of two men fighting, right, so obviously it must be that there was a, that they were really out, you know, to kill, because Im Yeh, Asov, and Asata, Nefesh, Tachas, Nefesh, it wasn't Stam, a fist fight that the guy dropped dead by accident, and they were out to kill, because it says, Im Yeh, Asov, if one of the people fighting, you know, dies, it's Nesata Nefsadash. Vafil Achia Marachmona Leason Anoshe Anesh. Right? So the Torah says that if there won't be any type of, there won't, and no one will die, so Anoshe Anesh, they have to pay damages if, like, the woman loses the kids, you know, or the woman who tried to help her husband. So you have to pay for the fetuses that were lost, right? And we don't say, right? Right? And we don't say that there's a ptur of kimle bedramine. Imam respishlam yachol latzu becham ivar v'lo nitan latzu benafsho hashachas ladi onesh kol shachu becham me ivarav. Right, that because you know a rodef is, you know, has a din of kimle bedramine. If they were out to kill each other, right, and you know so during and so there's a ptur of kimle bedramine for any damage done. Right, maybe we should have that's the next Gemara. Right, that Rodef Shai Rodef Achavel Veshibras Kaim Ben Shurov Ben Shokolam Potter Maitar Mischai Ben Afshu. Since he's fair game, he's a Rodef. Since anyone could kill him, that's nit erger, not any worse than any Mechuyev Misa. It's Potter from Tashlumin. Right. So if these guys were out to kill each other, they're Roidfin. Right. So and any damage done in course of a Radifa, monetary damage, Potter. That's a din of Kimle Bedramine. Because if the guy could be killed to stop him from being Roidif, so he's Potter on all the damages that he does. That's a din of Kimle Bedramine. Must be that the scenario Torah is talking about is that it wasn't Mukhrach to kill. It was possible to be Yochol Lahatzil Mechad Meivorov. And that's why, Im Lo Yason, you know, Ano She Onesh. Right. So the okay. So Yochol Latzil Bachad Meivorov, right, is there is no din of Roidef if you could take him out another way. So Frek the Klichemda, an unbelievable kasha, Zimri is a Yochol Latzil Bachad Meivorov. Pull out. Well, how can the Gemara say that he's Potter, he's, you know, he's with Cosby, right? And he's allowed to still defend himself because Pinchas is a roidef, and that's amazing. Pinchas is doing the right thing, still roidef, and we have to explain all that. Right? But by roidef, there's a din of yochol latzil bechad meivorov. If there's another way out to stop the roidef, you're not allowed to take his life. Zimri has another way to stop Pinchas. Just pull out. Like, why pulling out of Cosby, why is that any worse than yochol latzil bechad meivorov? So why do you give him the benefit that he's...
They say that in Boba Machteres, let him take all your goods. Don't they say that? In Boba Machteres, why is he Romans? Let him take everything. Let the Balabas, let the Ganav take all your property, and he won't kill you, and you won't kill him. You're not required to do that, are you? You're not required to save yourself by acceding to the Romans. You can... kill
us
without
no, but here it's talking about saving. Saving, you could, what?
Zimri is not a
Roidef. Gemara says Pinchas is a Roidef. And that's why Zimri, even when he's with Cosby, and even though Pinchas is allowed to kill him, he's still allowed to defend himself. The Gemara called him because he's a Roidef. And that's an amazing thing. This is a Roidef who's doing the right thing. Which is an amazing thing that we have to try to get our heads around. But here's a simple question. If you give Pinchas a din of Roidef, right, and that means you give Zimri all the benefits of a matzil, the halachas of a matzil, that you're allowed to take out the Roidef with his life if necessary, but in yochol lahatzil be'echad me'evorov, right, you got to do that first. So practically, Chemda, this week's parasha, an unbelievable kasha. Zimri is a yochol lahatzil be'echad me'evorov. Just pull out, and then Pinchas has to stop chasing you. It's on. What?
So he's Zimri is an Irda. So then.
No, but he's Yochol Lahatzil Becham Evorov. Pulling out of Cosby is not worse than shooting at the legs. That if you shoot at the legs, and you could do it without taking his life, that's what you're chayev to do, and you're mechuyev misa. Now, the way we paskin, by the way, the Ram paskins, that there's a difference between Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael. You should know, just for your own information. Yochol lahatzil be'echad me'evorov, right? The Rambam passes Yechayv Misa Bidei Shemayim, but not Bidei Bezdin, but that's in our laws, right? So Yechayv Misa means Bidei Shemayim. That which the Gemara said, Nerat, and literally, you know, that says the Rambam is in Noahide law. By the Bnei Noach, a nirduf that could have shot, you know, at the legs and didn't, like police brutality, whatever, you know, could have shot at the legs and didn't have to take the guy out. In Bnei Noach, they get executed for that, you know, for that carelessness that you could have been Yochel Lahatzil. By us, it's Chayav Misa Bidei Shemayim. But either way, right, there's no heter to take out a roidif from Yochel Lahatzil Bechad Me'evara. So why couldn't... So Zimri is a Yochel Lahatzil Bechad Me'evara. He can pull out.
You're assuming it's Efshel the Tzamtzim.
What?
You're making an assumption that it's Efshel the Tzamtzim. I'm not so sure it's Efshel the Tzamtzim when he's in the act over there. I don't know if it's Efshel the Tzamtzim. And the same thing with Matt Peres. You don't know what the guy's coming for. It's not Efshel the Tzamtzim.
Pinchas
himself doesn't call himself a roidif.
I don't
want to go.
Well, it's, you know, it goes by how you identify.
No.
Right? He can use the roidif restroom because he identifies as a roidif.
Only a roidif. It's a roidif.
When he walks in there, Zimmy walks in there with the dagger. He's already. That's it. He's
okay, fine. I want to raise just two more questions, and then I want to make Avrami Farber happy.
Right.
I just two more questions. I want, and then we're going to start wrapping. We'll start wrapping these areas of confusion. Start next weekend, if necessary, the week after. Just some more, two more questions regarding this. Right, if Pinchas is a roidef, and that's why Zimri has the right to self-defense, how about someone else from Shevet Shimon taking out Pinchas to defend Zimri? Right, don't we say by roidef, it's not just the nirduf that's allowed to take out the roidef. Third party, you know, is also allowed, right?
Right?
So now what is the halacha by Kanoim Pogimbo? If you tell me that Zimri could defend himself, could someone else from Shevet Shimon also have taken out Pinchas to stop him? What do you think? Believe it or not, there's some Rishonim that say Mefurish not. It's a Zimri could defend himself. No one else is allowed to intervene. And that's counterintuitive if you think about it. And we're going to have to explain why this is. Because Harei Dvarim Kal Vachomer, Zimri is guilty, right? And he's allowed to defend himself. The guy, the innocent bystander, right, whose domo is not Gutar, right, his blood is not fair game. Right, he's not allowed to save. Yeah, it's something which needs explanation. Right? Why? Only the guy who's with the shiksa. Right?
No, I'm saying the other
people. Right. So there's some Rishonim actually say that not. It's a special privilege that Zimri has for himself. Right. So now one more question. Right, and we'll start wrapping this all up next week. So now, as per the Gemara we just read from another parak in Sanhedrin, a rodef that is, you know, being rodef after someone else to kill him, he breaks kalim along the way. So the Gemara says all the kalim that he broke mid redifa, he's putter on. He doesn't have to pay. That's the din of kimle bedraba mine, because, you know, he's a mechuyev misa. He's a mechuyev misa because anyone could take him out. Right, so because they looked out, there's a mechui of misa. So all the kalim, all the monetary damage perpetrated while in course of the redifa, he's putter on. So I want to know like this. Right, there's a Rebbe Kiva Eger on this. How about Zimri while he's with Cosby? He out of spite breaks kalim, does all types of monetary damage while he's in that state that Pinchas is allowed to kill him. Is he going to be putter on all that monetary damage that he does midin kimle bedraba mine? Or maybe not, because we see that kanoim pogbo is a big chiddush, right? It's not a sin that carries any type of death penalty if it goes to Bezdin. Efshar shalom. We will be done on that. But the one thing we do...
Not on Pinchas also. If he breaks kalim b'shas maisa.
Right.
because he's chayav misa mitzvah Zimri being able to take it.
Excellent. If Pinchas is a roidef, right? Since Pinchas is a roidef, right? What about the kam that Pinchas breaks? Excellent. I didn't even think of that. Excellent. Right? Very good. Because Pinchas is a roidef. So what if Pinchas breaks Caleb? All right. So the one question I do want to wrap up for today, and we'll be done on all these shalos next week, and if necessary, the week afterwards, is this halacha lemaase bizman hazeh? If it would happen, you know, in Times Square, a lot of things happen, right? Right? Yalla, you know, if it would happen in this day and age, all right, is there a din of kanoim pogim bo? Is there any chiluk that, you know, that we are not don dine nefashis bizman hazeh? So what does your intuition tell you? I'm sorry, it's a din of machusa. Look, if the guy is, you know, a white Republican, no one would care. Right? So.
Intuition is extra judicial, applies at all times.
Extra. Excellent. Correct. And that's, you know, in the Choshe Mishpat. Simen Tov Chof Hei. Simen Takeh. Right? Apropos, right? Mefurish over here in the Sift out in the Ramah. Right. Habala Akum Bifarhesia. Le'ene Yud Yisraelim. This is very interesting that this is not written in our Gemara, but it's a simple extrapolated principle that the Ramah is saying. Because we say by the dinim of Yaharek Val Yavor that Parhesia is only Bifnei Asor B'Yisrael. So the Rishonim extrapolated by themselves that the din of Kanoim Pog Parhesia must be Mistama like all the dinim of Parhesia we find in other halachas, that it's in front of 10 Jews. You know, so even if it gets coverage on TV, but it's not in front of 10 Jews, right? It's not, it has to be there. Sorry. So, Kanoim Pogimbo, right? Umetsuvim, you know, I can't, it's a little bit rubbed out over here. Largo, Vidafka Bishas, Maisavim, Pirish Asa Lahargo. Right? That brings also after that the halacha of that, you know, if halacha vein morin came, then obviously if he asks us, we're not allowed to tell him, I'll do it. But yes, right, correct, as Avrami pointed out, and Avrami said he's not leaving this room until I give a heter to kill. Right? So it is, right? It is halacha ma'isafil bizmanazeh, because it's extrajudicial, as he correctly said. It's halacha vein morin came, the Sanhedrin doesn't even take the file if the guy got away from the kanoi. It's a special chiddush that has yet to be defined, a din of kanos that is not a bezdin dikadin, it's not a misas bezdin dikadin, and we will be continue to be done next week. Beis Hashem.
Shkoyah.
No, keep the sheets because we're going to use the